Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Lapp.
It is Monday on WNYO Sports Hour here with you today, 3 p.m., 75 degrees outside. Aaron Valentino and Brandon Lapp here with you today. Brandon, how are we feeling on this Monday afternoon?
Well, supposedly the computer doesn't work anymore, so that's fantastic.
Yeah, you showed up and your computer is just completely fried.
Doing well.
Yeah, so that's not a great start. You had a rough last week. We're hoping this one's better, right, Brandon?
Yes, and I'm still standing, as Elton John once said.
Yes.
It's going to take a lot more to take me out.
Yes. And joining us today via Sports Hour is our good friend and assistant sports director, Joey Plotsky. Joey, how are we feeling today on
Great.
This Monday?
Great. Unlike Brandon, my laptop is working here in front of me. A lot of sports to cover this weekend between the Yankees and the Giants. My team's struggling right now, but, you know, we'll get through it. And the Yankees still have life.
Joey, your voice. We had a triple header this weekend on Saturday. Big-time volleyball tournament, the Oswego Invitational. We had a field hockey game that was senior day. Everybody was working like crazy, and your voice is shot.
I called Friday night's match, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, me and Brandon did together. So I think combined, it was 10 sets of volleyball in about 16 or 17 hours. Saturday night, like, I was saying words, and they weren't even coming out of my mouth.
When did the voice start to go? Because I saw you after the first match on Saturday, and you seemed perfectly fine.
It was about second set in the second match on Saturday, and I think it just kind of caught up with me. We were down to St. John Fisher. We lost the first two sets. We got a third set, and I was like, if they go five, I'm screwed. I'm going to go mute. Yeah. They ended up, St. John Fisher ended up winning in three, and then afterwards, I was like, this is going to catch me, and I tried to sit in silence and let my voice kind of catch up, and then I came out, and it was just not there at all.
Well, it wasn't a fun time. Brandon, you had a fun time, though.
No, I did, and it was great to use some verbs and adjectives to describe the great sport of volleyball.
Call a different type of sport.
Yeah.
So it was a big weekend at WNYO Sports this week. Big week again right here at WNYO Sports. Tuesday, another volleyball matchup. Super exciting stuff. It'll be Trent Wilkinson and Jared Wakefield on the call for that one. And then on Friday and Saturday at 4 o'clock, we have women's soccer, and then Saturday, women's soccer again as well. So a little bit of a lighter week. And something big on Wednesday that I don't know if I can announce yet, because I technically have not technically gotten an official email about it yet. I've been emailing people about it, but like, I don't know if I can officially say it. Brandon, as editor-in-chief, as the bigger boss, do you think I should be allowed to say it, or should I wait till tomorrow?
Let's keep them in suspense. You can say what the event is, though.
Well, that wouldn't be keeping them in suspense.
I say give them the team. You don't say what the event is.
Yeah, give them the team. Don't give them the event.
Well, it's two teams. Wednesday, something big is happening with both hockey teams. We will keep you updated. Again, still haven't gotten an official email, but, like, you know, I emailed a certain person today, and said person was like, yes, this is happening at these times. So I don't know. Who
hockey
knows?
Season's around the corner.
Things are still crazy. The athletics department is brand new. They've done a great job communicating with us this year. But we'll see. We'll see what happens for Wednesday. Super exciting stuff. Make sure you keep it tuned into WNYO all week long this week. All right, let's get into what happened over the weekend. And first things first, Brandon, the Yankees, they're still slipping and sliding hard. They fall a game and a half back at the second wild card spot as they lose a series to the Indians 2-1.
I'm upset. My goodness. This team, it all started with that Orioles series before they played with the Mets. They just have not really been playing their best baseball, which is fine. They played fantastic baseball in August, but still, you got to find a way to win some of these games. And you're playing lesser opponents. And we keep saying, oh, it gets easier. It keeps getting easier. Once they're done with this series against Arlington, it's only going to get harder. They go division for nine straight to end the year. So it's a bit worrisome. 11-1, 11-3. Those are not the scores you want to see against Cleveland.
Yankees 5-5 in their last 10. They've lost two straight, Joey. It did not look like a fun time this weekend.
Yeah, they gave up 22 runs between Saturday and Sunday. The bats were dead. The pitching just letting runs circle around us. But I'm still extremely not worried, personally. The games against the Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Rays, they were important games anyways. And, you know, they still haven't come around. Only a game and a half out still. And I think the Yankees still have plenty of life left. There's still 9 games against those big teams.
Yeah, still in the fight. Game and a half back is, you know, nothing to sneeze at. They got a little bit more to go here, and we'll see if the Yankees can, you know, get back to being the New York Yankees. Over in Queens, the Mets, they lose another series to Philly, 2-1. They're somehow still 5.5 games back of the division. I really don't know how at this point. The wild card is dead and gone at this point. They're 7.5 or 8 games back when they were 3. Literally, like, 5 days ago, it seems like they were 3 games back of that. Joey, just another disaster weekend for the Mets, and they're going to keep moving forward and look on to 2022.
Yeah, I mean, you were calling them dead Friday, and here they are on the other side of the weekend after dropping a series still in the same spot. So the Mets are...
They're dead. There's no way. If they haven't, you know, won by now, lad, I mean, they're not going to start winning now.
I hear your point, Joey, and I want to be diplomatic here. If they won these games this weekend, I think they'd be 3 back.
Well,
if
they swept, I think it would be a different story, but they didn't do that.
No.
They won one game, and it was last night.
Well, I'll say this. If you're 3 back going into the final series of the year, you have a chance. You don't have a good chance, but you have a chance. So the Mets, in theory, are 2.5 back right now.
I don't think that's quite how it works. But we'll see. Mets have an off day today. They got 2 games in Boston on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they'll go to Miami for 4 games. So we'll see what happens there. All right, now to the football. The Bills, they looked like the Bills again on Sunday, Joey. They stomp the Miami Dolphins by a final score of 35-0. In Miami's defense, Tua Tagovailoa out with a rib injury.
Yeah, when I was watching that game, it was really just because the Bills' defense put the offense in such good field position. Statistically, Josh Allen wasn't really there during the day. He went 179 yards, 2 touchdowns. The Bills' running game stepping up a little bit. I believe they were towards the bottom of the league last year in rushing. I've been saying for a long time the Buffalo Bills are just one good running back away from being a Super Bowl contender, and Devin Singletary showed up. But the defense was unbelievable, got the Bills in really good field position, and showed on the scoreboard, 35-0.
It depends what New York team I'm talking about. Some I want to run the ball. Some I don't really care if they throw 76 times. The Bills are the team that needs to run the ball. And Joe, you have a great point there. Singletary went for 82. Then you have Allen adding his 35 yards. And even Moss got a few carries. And that's good to see. He had some great games last year during his rookie year. He had some really bad games as well. So 4.8 yards per carry. If the Bills can keep doing that, keeping Allen under 40 throws per game, it's good stuff.
Yeah, Josh Allen only threw for 179 yards. He didn't have to do a whole lot. 3 touchdowns scored by the running game, which is exactly what the Bills need to do. Even out the Stephon Diggs-Josh Allen combo and get Singletary going, get Zach Moss going, and that's exactly what they did for their first win of the season. Meanwhile, we don't have a show on Friday, so we haven't had a chance to talk about this disaster of a loss by the New York Giants, Brandon, on Thursday Night Football. They lose to the football team by a final score of 30-29.
And finally, we can blame Joe Judge for a loss. It seemed like he was making great decisions last year and keeping them in games. This game, it was kind of mismanaged. So even though some of the Giants played a great game and Daniel Jones had a pretty good performance, QBR right around 70, Saquon had a 41-yard run. We hadn't seen that in years. So this one hurts, though, because if you're the Giants, you're 0-2, and suddenly you are falling behind in a division that teams are a bit better than we expected.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if we could say teams are a bit better. The Cowboys won, which is big. Cowboys won, which is big. Football team gets a win, obviously, against the Giants. The Eagles, they're the team that looks a lot better than I thought they were gonna be, if I'm being completely honest. But Joey, Dexter Lawrence hopping off sides at the end of the game. I mean, just what a disaster.
It was by maybe a millisecond too. It was extremely close, but yeah, I mean, Saquon 57 yards, it still really needs to get going. But Aaron, I know when we talked about it Thursday, we talked about Taylor Heinicke and how he was pretty legit, proved himself in that playoff game last year. But the Giants losing by 1 to a quarterback that goes for 336 yards really isn't too bad of a sign. Daniel Jones was solid in both rushing and passing, but Saquon Barkley's still just really looking to get going and consistently get going.
Yeah, looking to consistently get going. All right, to wrap this up, the Jets, no surprise here. They lose 25-6 to the Patriots. Zach Wilson took a big step back, but I thought everybody actually took a big step forward, and we'll talk about that in a little bit. And also, Syracuse, they get a big win. They stomp the Great Danes of UAlbany by a final score of 62-24. Big moral victory, right, lad?
Yes, huge moral victory.
Huge moral victory for the Orange. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss the Bills a little bit more. Giants, Jets, we have a lot to get into today. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
I get up, I get down, and I'm jumping around. And the rumpus and ruckus are comfortable now. Been a hell of a ride, but I'm thinking it's time to grow. So I got an apartment.
And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. I didn't know two things about this song. One, I didn't know he had it in the rotation.
Yeah.
That's one. But two, I also didn't know it was by AJR.
You didn't know that?
No.
No.
I don't. I did. To be fair, I didn't know who it was by. But now that it's AJR, it kind of makes a lot more sense.
It does. Actually, went to one of their concerts a couple weeks ago.
Yes. What did you think?
They're really good in person. They have so much going on with their songs. I don't think it all comes out like it does if you're wearing headphones, but still, they're very entertaining and they're very funny in between songs.
Yeah, they do a good job. I think, you know, I Way Less Sad was, you know, like a great song. It is a great song. That was a good song of the summer for me, as well as Peaches. That's Joey and I's song.
AJR is really overrated. They have
overhated?
Overhated. They have some really good songs. I've heard overrated.
I've never heard overrated.
No, they have plenty of misses, don't get me wrong, but when they're on, it's summer anthems. They got a lot of hits.
No, they do a great job. I'm just discovering new songs in this system every week that I didn't like ever know we have. The one thing I miss about Enco is that like there's just a giant search bar here, like, and there's no categories, so I can't like go to just like a specific type of song that I want and look at. That's the only thing. Other than that, I love this. You know what my favorite thing is, lad? My favorite thing is, you know, being able to do this. Where is it? It's just so nice. Yeah,
it's so nice.
What is the weather today, lad?
Yeah, 79 degrees out, a bit yucky, a bit murky, but we're getting through.
Yeah, we're definitely getting through. Oswego, the hot weather lingers.
It does.
Deep into October.
Even though I saw a 47 degree night next week, so it might get cold.
It's at that point in the year where it's pretty like chilly nights and then like really warm days, which is so annoying. Because you wake up in the morning and you're like, man, it's kind of cold out. I want to wear long pants and like a sweatshirt. And then like you get out of class at 2 o'clock and you're sweating because you're wearing a sweatshirt in 75 degree weather.
Is this our last 80 degree day of the year?
I think we got one more tomorrow.
Yeah, I think tomorrow's supposed to be hot, too.
After tomorrow. Do you think we're getting one next week or week after or anything?
No, I think
it'll be 70s all of next week, probably 65, 70 all of next week. And then when you get into October, it'll be 60s. Maybe you get a sneak of a 70-degree day.
But you'll
in there.
Start seeing some 50s.
Right when you get to Halloween, that's when it gets cold.
All bets are off. Yeah. You can have a 72-degree day. You could have a 14-degree day. Anything can happen.
November is a little bit all over the place. And then, like, it doesn't really start snowing until mid-December. But then once you get there,
it snows every day. Yep, never stops.
I literally think in February, I don't think there was one day where it did not snow last year.
And we were aggressive with it. Like, we would try to...
What does that mean?
We would try to clean off our cars 8 minutes before class, even though they had a foot of snow on them.
Well, we didn't really have a whole lot of class last year.
No.
No, we did not. You don't have class this year either, so it's going to, you know, it'll be super helpful for you. All right, we have a lot to discuss. We're going to start with the Giants just because they played on Thursday. And I think the biggest play here is Joey, Dexter Lawrence. What are we doing, sweetheart? Jumping the line on the biggest play of the entire game? I mean, are you freaking kidding me? They win the game if he just stands still. Think about that. The Giants are 1-1 if Dexter Lawrence just stands still.
I mean, it's a lot easier said than done. On the last play of the game,
Of course, yes.
You just want to put any kind of pressure you can on Dustin Hopkins. I mean, with the, I think it was, what, a 49-yarder? I think the original might have been 49, 44. Yeah. So it was somewhere in the 40s. He just wanted to put some pressure on him. He thought he might have got a good jump, but mental errors like that can't happen, especially in crunch time. And I'm still shocked Dustin Hopkins was able to use such short-term memory and hit the second attempt.
Well, they're professional kickers, so sometimes
they never miss the second attempt.
No, all they need is a second chance. If they miss the second attempt, there's going to be a pink slip on your desk on Monday morning.
Yeah, if you miss two attempts, you're getting cut.
Yes.
There's no doubt in my mind.
I actually saw Dexter Lawrence was the pick the Giants used that they traded for Odell Beckham.
Well, there you go.
Against Dexter Lawrence, just you can't...
You can't make that play in that situation. No. And Jake had some very big choice words on Thursday night for Mr. Dexter Lawrence, but that is neither here nor there. But overall, I thought actually the O-line looked better. I actually thought Saquon looked better as well. I was waiting all game because there were so many times where they ran the Daniel Jones read options, which it works every time. It actually amazes me how often the Daniel Jones read option works every single time. I was waiting for the Daniel Jones fumble. It never came. Overall, I thought they did a pretty good job.
I do too. And now looking back at it, I think in a couple weeks, now that I saw how well the Broncos played yesterday as well, I think the Giants have faced two fringe playoff teams the first 2 weeks.
You think the football team is a fringe playoff? I mean, I guess they made
the playoffs. They were the playoff team last year, so they're going to be fringe until the Cowboys or Eagles take that away from them.
Yeah, Cowboys 1-1, Eagles 2-0, football team 1. Oh, yeah. The Eagles are 2-0, or did they lose?
They lost to the 49ers.
That's right.
Yeah.
They did lose. I thought they beat the 49ers for some reason. No, they lost. So 1-1, 1-1, and 0-2 for the New York Giants.
It's still alive.
Yeah, still alive. Long way to go. It's a long season. But, yeah, the Saquon 40-yard run, I do want to talk about that just because Ladd said we haven't seen it in years. He's actually right about that. Like, it just felt like so long. It felt like it was a huge weight off of, like, not only, like, his shoulders, but, like, Giants fans, Joe Judge, like, everybody's shoulders. Like, the dude is so explosive, and when he, like, breaks free like that, Joey, there's nobody that could stop him.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously nice when he snaps it off, but he went 13 for 57. So take away that 141-yard attempt, he goes 12 carries for 16 yards. And that's not at all what you want out of a guy that's considered to be a top three, top four running back in the league.
Yeah, I mean, really a ton of this falls on the offensive line, and if they're right, then Saquon will be right as well.
Yeah, we've been they flashed a graphic on the screen on Thursday night, and it was a quote of Dave Gettleman saying we have to improve the line from like when he like first took over. It's been 3 years. Where is it, Dave? I've been looking for it for a while, and it doesn't seem to be here.
There's been some misses.
Yeah, no, there's been more than some misses for sure. Giant, who are they playing this week?
Let's see.
Let's see who the Giants are taking.
Small side note from this game. Graham Gano is one of the best kickers in the league.
Yeah, he made like five. He scored 22 fantasy points.
He was 5 for 5, longest carrying, game from 55.
Carrying Brandon Ladd to a fantasy victory this week. they play the Falcons Sunday at 1 o'clock. So that'll
okay,
be
okay, I'm
game.
Sure they'll be
that, that'll
shape.
Be good for them. That'll be good for them.
Falcons run defense is horrid.
Yeah. No, the Falcons are horrid.
Falcons are always such a weird team.
So
I think we could beat them by 30. We could lose to them by 30. You just don't know which way it's going to go.
I just feel bad for Matt Ryan because I actually think he's still got something left in the tank. I just think everybody around him is just so horrendous.
You never know when they'll catch magic, though. Like, the Falcons could win 6 straight this year, and it's like, oh, okay.
Well, yeah. If you watch the history of the Atlanta Falcons over on Secret Base, you'll know that that is actually a straight-up fact. Go home. Type in Secret Base on YouTube. Type in Secret Base Falcons on YouTube and watch the whole thing. It's absolutely incredible.
I was going to watch the Secret Base Seattle Mariners you and Jared told me to watch. I went on. It was like 4 hours long.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's 3 hours and 40 minutes. They have
chip through it.
Yeah, they have individual episodes, though. You don't have to watch the supercut.
Okay, I think if I knew going into it was going to be 3 hours, 40 minutes, I would have been able to get through it. But when I went to turn it on, I saw it was 3 hours, 40 minutes. It caught me off guard, and I said, no way am I watching
this. There is individual episodes. They're like, they range from 25 minutes to 45 minutes.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
I only saw the 3:40, and it scared me, and I turned it off.
It's 6 parts. So, yeah, just type in, like, Secret Base Mariners, like, episode 1 or
just wait until you get to the great arson incident of 1931.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I've been hearing about.
Yep. Yeah.
Glad you've seen it all.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He hasn't watched the Falcons one yet, which he should.
You said it's an SB Nation thing, right?
Well, Secret Base, so they were SB Nation. They didn't break off. They just rebranded their video department as Secret Base. So okay. It's still gotcha. Part of SB Nation. Actually, in SB Nation's Twitter bio, it still says, like, watch all these various series that they have.
They're all cool over there. Who did we talk to?
We talked to Seth Rosenthal, who's in charge of... he's not in charge of Dorktown, so he wasn't in charge of the Mariners or Falcons doc, but he was in charge of the Cleveland Cavaliers documentary, which he did a great job with.
Yeah, true. And he does the Beef ones as well.
Yes, the Beef history. That's their most famous. That's their like best series. That's like their most popular series. He's in charge of that as well. He does a great job. He was a great guy when we talked to him about a year ago. He does some good stuff. All right, getting to the Bills here. The Bills, they looked like the Bills. You know, Josh Allen looked. Okay. He hasn't looked great this year. We'll get into that a little bit later. But before we go to break, though, lad, the running game did look a lot better. Zach Moss, 2 touchdowns. Devin Singletary with a touchdown. Allen only needed to throw for 179 yards.
Yeah, and I mean, life might not be as hard on Allen as we were making it out to be week one. If the Bills are able to run the ball, get their defense making plays, getting turnovers, getting you good field position, life's going to be pretty easy on Allen. And not every single week are you going to play a top team. So if you're the Bills, there's really not much panic.
I wouldn't panic yet. Not yet. Joe, are you worried about the Bills? Well, how can we be worried after they just won 35-0?
Exactly. The Dolphins, it seemed like they were in it until halftime, and then the Bills just busted open the floodgates coming out in the third and fourth. But the defense was that solid. Again, it was against Jacoby Brissett for most of the game. So we'll see how the Bills fare next week. But I think statistically, it doesn't look great with Josh Allen going 179 yards and the run game still not great. Devin Singletary went 13 for 82, which is good on paper. But you take out the longest run of 46, and it's about 12 for 40. I think it goes about 12 for 42, if that math is right, somewhere around there. But statistically on paper, the Bills weren't great, but you win a football game 35-0. How concerned can you be?
Yeah, how concerned can you be? All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue to talk about the Buffalo Bills. Plus, Zach Wilson looked really bad. We have to get into that for sure. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere.
Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd, and Joey Pulaski here with you. Ladd, when this song audibly came on, you said, hello.
You're the real deal once this comes on.
You're the real deal once this, like, you as an individual?
No, it could be an individual thing. It could be a station thing. I mean, it could be a Sky Hosford thing. I just think the music choice keeps going up and up and up.
Yeah, we're on the up and up here. Here, wait, let's let... I thought it was... Hold on, wait. So great. It's so good every time.
You guys heard the remix with Frank Sinatra on it? When it has
oh,
New York,
it's been
New York
years
from Frank Sinatra
since I've heard it.
I didn't know that existed until like about a year or two ago.
I heard that like maybe 5 years ago, and I haven't heard it since.
It starts with the chorus from New York, New York by Frank Sinatra,
so,
and goes into Alicia Keys.
How do I say this with being appropriate on air? I heard it at a social event.
Oh, really?
And I thought the DJ at this social event mixed it himself.
Did you like high five him or what? You had to have.
I didn't high five him, but I like said, I like yelled up to him and was like, that was really good.
You know actually where I heard this again? Your boy, Zach Case, his famous, like it's copyrighted now, but on SoundCloud, he always listened to the Phoenix University Zoom pregame thing. That's like at the 37-minute mark of it.
The Phoenix University
online class pregame.
What does that even mean?
I don't understand how people listen to SoundCloud mixes that are like an hour long, but I couldn't imagine if you thought the DJ, like, if you thought he mixed that on site, like, he's got to kiss the ground he's walking on.
I was far away from said DJ at social event.
If you think he's mixing that, I'd be like, oh my God. Like,
I literally thought, like, oh my God, that was so good. Like how did he, like, think to do that? Like, it was genius, but I guess I gave said DJ a little too much
Aaron,
credit.
You're so diplomatic about it.
What do you mean?
It just the way you're describing social events.
Well, listen, I don't know what, you know. Again, there's rules and regulations here as we are learning in media law, BRC 301. Shout out to Peter Hunt.
Do people outside of New York listen to that song?
Yeah, I'm from New Jersey.
Oh, right, I forgot about that
for a second. But it's still the tri-state area.
Right, but like if you're not in the Northeast, does that song get play in like Georgia and Louisiana?
I don't know if...
That's a good question.
If you're in Baton Rouge, if that comes on and gets the place going.
If I go tailgate at LSU on Saturday, are they gonna play Empire State Line?
Are you... Yeah, if you're in Montana and like you're a Jay-Z fan, do you listen to that song?
And feel something.
But like, do you feel like you're from New York?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like a New York thing because I kind of feel like we are the equivalent of people living in Montana right now. Like it's a little different than New York City here.
But we're still in New York.
It's still New York.
But yeah, I guess the song is about New York.
This isn't exactly the Concrete Jungle.
No, no, it's not. It's not exactly the Big Apple.
It's not to the max, but like I know, like when I drive down to the Yankee games, like we drive to Poughkeepsie when we're getting close to the Poughkeepsie station, we turn the mix on of New York, New York. But I don't know, like if you're in Idaho or wherever.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I had never thought about that.
Eric, do you have a song like that? Like you're driving
from New Jersey? Yeah, now we're in East Rutherford. No, there's no
just play
song.
The Rutgers fight song.
Like everybody, like
as you know, you guys have you ever seen How I Met Your Mother?
No.
As the great Ted Mosby once said in How I Met Your Mother, he was dating this girl from New Jersey, and they got into an argument about it. And he's like, it's not Secaucus, Secaucus. Secaucus is a famous town in New Jersey.
Right. Wait, I'm not going over my head.
Like it's, you know, not, how Frank Sinatra says
New York.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's not Secaucus. It's not Secaucus, Secaucus. No, absolutely not. We got way off track. We talked about that for 4 minutes.
It's a good song.
It's a great song.
As I always tell you, they listen to us not to talk about sports.
Not to talk about sports. Maybe I should have, for the New York State Broadcasting Association Award, maybe I should have submitted a non-sports clip and like see what would have happened.
If you submitted that four-minute clip, you would have swept the board.
We would have swept the board right there. The clip I sent in, we were talking about the Knicks.
Parking Lot W.
The Parking Lot W clip is the one I sent them. Which I guess it worked out, obviously. All right, getting back to the Bills. Josh Allen, 179 yards. And, you know, I'll be honest, we didn't watch this whole game. We watched part of it. Part of the reason was because TV2 decided that it didn't want to work, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Yeah, part of it was because of that. Other part of it, it was like 21-0 very quickly.
Yeah, it was. And Tua was just down bad.
Yeah, and once Tua went out, I don't even know who their backup is. Miami.
Jacoby Brissett.
Is it the Brisket Boy?
Yeah, well, he's number 14 in the Dolphins, and every time you see 14 under center as a backup QB and in that Dolphins jersey, think Fitzpatrick. I was like, this game might not be over yet.
No, it's not Fitzpatrick. He has a hip injury on the Washington football team. But people on Twitter were saying that Josh Allen didn't look that great. Like
that's
something
fair.
Seems off about him, and it wasn't just this game. It was the last game as well. Something doesn't seem right.
Well, you remember the stats I threw at you was last year the outlier because right now he's regressing back to the mean.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know.
17 for 33. He threw the ball a lot less. 17 for 33, 179 yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Miami's got a good defense. I don't know if it's, you know, like he only completed a little over 50% of his passes. That's not the Josh Allen that we saw last year.
No, it absolutely isn't. Closer to 70% last year. I honestly don't know. I guess we'll need more sample size. Maybe we need to get out of the month of September. But still, it's a solid win because the Dolphins, another fringe playoff team. I guess I'll probably say 30 teams today are fringe playoff teams. But still, the Dolphins honestly are.
The Bills' next game against Washington this Sunday. That's at Highmark Stadium, so the Bills are going to be home for that one. Yeah, that'll be a test, I think, for Josh Allen and company, see if they can, you know. I mean, they won 35-0. I don't want to overanalyze, but I did see a lot of people saying that something doesn't feel right. Like, something's in the water, if you know what I mean.
I feel that makes sense. The scoreboard and the stats just don't match up.
No, they don't match up.
35-0 on the board. Josh Allen only goes for 179 yards, and people are saying Josh Allen doesn't look good. This game just makes no sense.
Yeah, no, the game doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I guess we'll see. I guess we have to keep going. All right, let's get to a team that's not a fringe playoff team, and that is the New York Jets. They lose by a final score of 25-6. on Sunday. And I got to be honest, I watched that Panthers game a week ago, and I said, you know what? There's obviously problems, but they didn't look that bad. Zach Wilson didn't look that bad. Let's see what they can do against the Patriots, a team that isn't supposed to be that good. Mac Jones is also a rookie quarterback. And boy, let me tell you, Zach Wilson single-handedly lost this game for the New York Jets.
No,
by honestly, himself. I've never seen anything like it.
He honestly did. And I'll say this. When you throw four interceptions, I don't care if you're playing the Little Sisters of the Poor, Hannibal High School, Central Square High School, Syracuse University, Fairmont Height, a 4U team, the YMCA, you might be in trouble if you throw four interceptions. And he learned that yesterday. You got to protect the ball.
It wasn't even like, you know, the four interceptions he threw. First off, three of them, interceptions 1, 3, and 4, completely his fault. Interception 4, what are we doing? I mean, sweetheart, come on. Like, really? You threw it right to, like, there's nobody in the vicinity. You just threw it straight into the Patriots' hands. So terrible. And interception 2, if I'm being honest, it's not a bad decision. I actually think it was a pretty solid decision on his end to throw that ball to Corey Davis. And again, it's not entirely his fault because it tipped off of Corey Davis's hands. He should have caught that ball, whatever. It's still not a good throw.
No.
Like, the throw that was made on interception 2 was not good. Like, not even remotely so. And I saw people like, well, he really only threw 3. All right, let's say he only threw 3. That's still horrendous. And it's single-handedly lost in this game.
And I'll be honest here, the Patriots do not run that hard of a scheme. They never have.
Nope. And normally, Belichick likes to make his scheme a little bit more complicated on against rookie quarterbacks. And Joey, he didn't do that. There was no complicated scheme thrown out there. There was no, like, people switching or, you know, showing fake coverage or anything like that. It was very standard, basic stuff. And Zach Wilson just looked like he had taken 3 steps back.
I mean, the one thing, and with his interceptions, they're all different. They're also, it's not all overthrown or underthrown or all on the receivers. You have a couple of underthrown balls. You have one that got through a receiver's hands, and then the fourth one's just I don't know where we're looking on that. But that had to be a miscommunication of some kind, and just misreading the defense. I don't know. It's like Zach Wilson didn't even see, like, it didn't even seem like he was seeing half the Patriots defense yesterday. It's not even like it was linebackers, corners, or safeties. I think he threw interceptions to all 3.
He, as everybody was saying, what was he seeing out there, lad?
He was seeing ghosts. He was colorblind.
As the great Sam Darnold once said in a New York Jets uniform, he absolutely was seeing ghosts. With that being said, I actually thought everybody else looked better. I thought the O-line looked better.
Yes.
I thought the running game looked better.
For sure.
I thought the defense looked better. And yet somehow, because of the horrendous quarterback play, they lost this game by almost 20 points.
And this is a game that should be much closer. Patriots secondary is nothing special. Front 7 I like. Patriots offense isn't anything special. Mac Jones didn't look that good to me. So.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, so honestly, this should have been a 3-point game. I mean, it's a flip of the coin once you get to that point, but still.
And that just shows how important the quarterback position is in the NFL. I mean, everybody looked good. Everybody can agree on that. The O-line looked better. Michael Carter looked fantastic on Sunday. And Mike LaFleur, I thought he called a pretty good game. But when you give the ball back 4 times, things like this happen and they lose by 19 points. It's just so frustrating. So incredibly frustrating. I think they're going to lose by 30 to the Broncos and Teddy Two Gloves next week.
I honestly have a feeling Broncos defense is special and the offense is pretty competent this year. But I must say about the Jets, we said throw it 71 times coming into this week. Please run it 72 times next week.
And again, we said it last week. Jets, just let's get yards.
Protect the ball and let's get yards.
Protect the ball and let's get yards. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Time to get to the baseball. Time to get to New York Yankees. I think Mike Gross is going to be joining us eventually at some point. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. About the way I was, did the heartbreak change me? And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd, Joey Palatsky with you on a Monday. Hot Corner coming your way at 5 o'clock. Full week of sports once again here on WNYO, all on Stream 2 this week. I'm sure my e-board companions really appreciate that, that we're not taking over their studio for once this week. Volleyball at 7 o'clock on Tuesday, and then two women's soccer games this weekend, Friday at 4 and Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hockey season right around the corner, which is super duper duper exciting. We are less than a month away from hockey season beginning, and hockey season is starting off with a bang, a quadruple header of Oswego Athletics on that day. And I am so excited, Brandon. I am so happy that four sports are happening on Oswego campus all on the same day.
So excited. Just can't hide it.
Yeah, so excited. We're 3 weeks away from that, and I'm nothing but excited. I'm definitely not mad or aggravated or frustrated or freaking out about how we're going to pull that off. But yeah, just pure excitement, Joey.
Yeah, I mean, I love covering the fall sports personally with volleyball and soccer as well, but nothing like the winter time and winter sports here with men's basketball and men's hockey and women's hockey and women's basketball here at SUNY Oswego.
Yeah, it's a hockey town, and I really like, you know, we knew it was a hockey town when we came to school here. When I really found out it was like, oh, this is a hockey town, was last year covering those high school games for Oswego High School. This town is, it's like ingrained in everybody's blood that if you are from here, you are going to play hockey and you're going to be good at it. And yeah,
as I like to say about Oswego, you drive fast cars and you put pucks on nets.
As someone once said, there's two seasons in Oswego, racing and hockey, and hockey is right around the corner. Dirt Week is coming up in a couple weeks. Jared Wakefield, our sports web editor, super excited about that. So there's something always going on in the town of Oswego, which I feel like nobody has ever said before in the history of this town. But, you know, it always seems like there's something going on. All right, let's get to New York Yankees. And, boys, it is – I don't know. I don't know what to say. Is it Boone? Are they overrated? Did they run out of time? What happened, Brandon Ladd?
I honestly don't know. I guess maybe they let their guard down with this weaker half of the schedule. And you can't really make ultimatums yet, because if they win three against the Red Sox or three against the Blue Jays, well, that's the difference in the season, and that will be the difference in the season. But still – it just seems like the pitching went and the hitting went, and it's kind of frustrating because this seemed like the World Series team we expected them to be in August, and now suddenly they're just a fringe playoff team.
I'm so not worried about this New York Yankees baseball team. It's unbelievable. They go such low lows and such high highs. I'd rather be losing to the Indians and the Orioles and beating the Blue Jays and the Red Sox. I'd rather have the lows now, get into the highs when the head-to-head's going to matter more. We can take a win, and the Red Sox and the Blue Jays will take the losses rather than us beating up on Cleveland, beating up on Baltimore. Let the Red Sox and the Blue Jays go beat up on whoever they're facing and then lose in the head-to-heads. I'll take the lows now, and I think the Yankees are really just focused on the future with those games against the Red Sox, Blue Jays, and Rays towards the end, but the team goes very lows to very high highs, and the high highs are still going to be coming soon. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh, yeah. The Yankees, and I think the weird thing about this series was game one, they won, 11-0?
Yeah,
right?
They shellacked them.
Yeah.
8-0.
8-0.
Yeah, 8-0. They absolutely shellacked them. And then the next 2 days, Joey, they got shellacked themselves.
Yeah, I mean, the bats went dead, but you're also not going to win a whole lot of baseball games by scores of where you're not going to outscore a team that's scoring 11 runs. I mean, Gerrit Cole was probably due for a bad start. He's been shoving for a pretty long time, besides his one outing that he came out with a hamstring injury. But went 5 2/3, 10 hits, 7 runs yesterday. In all honesty, it really doesn't make a difference because the team scored one run. It doesn't matter if he goes 9 innings, 2 runs, he still gets the loss.
Now you know how I feel watching Jacob deGrom every single time out.
And this might be graphic here. I think I'm past the adjective shellacked. They kind of got pistol whipped this past weekend. So
you say pistol whipped a lot recently.
I have. It feels like the Yankees got pistol whipped this weekend. So I don't know. Aaron, you know my argument a week ago, and Joey, I'll bounce this one off of you. I am a bit worried because we're getting to the point there's not much sample size left. I don't know if there's time to regress back to the mean. I'll draw the graph out if I have to, but I mean this. I think the Blue Jays are hot and the Yankees are cold, and I don't know if there's enough time for that to change.
The Blue Jays are hot and the Yankees are cold. I'm with you there, don't get me wrong, but hot streaks and cold streaks got to come to an end. It's the game of baseball. It's 162 games, and there's still, what, probably about 15 games left this season? There's still a good amount. There's more of a chunk of the season than people are giving it credit for.
Yeah, there's still a good amount of time. They're going to go to Texas, or Texas is coming to them for three games, which, you know, that's... I mean, again, I feel like I've been saying, like, that's what they need for a while, and yet, like, you know, this is what they need, and then they haven't taken advantage of it. So Texas is coming to them for three games. And then the rest of the year, you finish out. It's all divisional games. Three against the Red Sox, three against the Blue Jays, and then three against the Rays to wrap the season up. So the Yankees control their own destiny. They're a game and a half... Yes, a game and a half back of the wild card. Toronto's been red hot. They're a game behind Boston for the top wild card spot. Oakland's right there with the Yankees as well. Seattle's falling off a little bit. They're still in it. Four games back. They're 80-69, which is nice. But the Yankees and Oakland, just a half a game separates those two teams.
Which I did not know that.
Yeah.
See, last time I looked, Oakland was four back.
Right,
so
exactly.
Here they come.
Oakland has won five in a row.
Oakland's just not even on my radar. I've been saying Blue Jays, Yankees in the wild card for weeks at this
point. The Orioles
I hate to bring it to you guys, but Oakland is here. And at least for this week, they're going to be looking to battle it out.
Only advantage? Blue Jays have a series against the Rays.
Yeah.
So that's going to help things out a bit. And I got to check if the Blue Jays and Red Sox play each other again. Let me see to finish the year.
Who better?
They do not.
Getting into the nine-game AL East stretch. Going into Boston, Garrett Cole starts game one. Going to Toronto, and they already have Jordan Montgomery, Corey Kluber, Garrett Cole announced.
Right. I mean they got the pitching this week. They got the team that they need to play, Joey Gallo's old squad. But let's see if they can take advantage of it. If they don't make the playoffs, this is the year with no excuse. We said it. Vlad and I have been saying
nobody's
this
cheating.
For years. There was an excuse every year since 2017. This was the year they had absolutely no excuse. If they don't even make the playoffs, let alone the ALCS or World Series, Boone has to be canned. He should have been canned last year. He probably should have been canned long ago. If they don't make the playoffs, Boone has to go.
Well,
I'm sorry. Goose is cooked.
Well, let's think about the excuses here. 2017, the Astros were cheating. CC Sabathia was the Yankees' best pitcher at age 40. 2018, the Red Sox won 137 games. 2019, Altuve sent one to center field, and the Astros were cheating again. 2020, pandemic. 2021, yeah, I guess there's no excuses.
There's no excuse.
Until we find out the Blue Jays were cheating.
Yeah, until we find out somebody else was cheating.
Yes.
There is no excuse. It just makes me so aggravated that Aaron Boone is still the manager of this team. And I don't like the Yankees. But to see this roster with so much talent, and they signed Garrett Cole to take them to the next step, and Aaron Boone has not been able to take them to that next step.
I've been backing Aaron Boone for a very long time, but if the Yankees somehow, some way, 1.5 games out of the wild card right now,
supposed to be the best team in baseball.
Right. If they find a way to miss the playoffs, he's got to get the locker room going and make good decisions going into this Red Sox Blue Jays race set. With how this season lines up at the end, I think with the Yankees controlling their own destiny going into those last nine, if the Yankees miss the playoffs, and yeah, get Boone out of there. I'm with you there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. I actually didn't realize this. It's actually Picks of the Week. Next segment. I forgot there's a Monday night game, and the reason why I forgot, it's because it's Packers Detroit. So nobody's going
to
be watching
Detroit?
That.
Who
yeah,
knows?
Yeah. Who knows? We'll go over that. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl.
Welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Hi. I couldn't think of a song, so I just went with my girl Olivia, as always. Good for you. Joining us, no one had any reaction to that. Joining us right now in studio is Michael Gross. He was very excited to talk about his weekend at Penn State. How was it, Mike?
As you can tell, judging by the mask on my face, it says we are Penn State.
Right.
One of the best weekends I have really ever had.
Yeah.
Every time I go down there, it makes me question all decisions of life because I'm so happy. Right? And that's why they call it Happy Valley. Right? That's why they call it Happy Valley. Personally, I wouldn't change going to SUNY Oswego for the world. Right? But if I had to do it over again and somehow know the lottery numbers right before I go off to school, sure. Yeah, I'd pick Penn State, but I'm very happy where I am right now.
You'd have to know the lottery numbers.
Oh, no, I'd have to know the lottery numbers because there's no way, conceivable way I'd be able to do that. Yeah. Like, I'm paying 4 years here. I'm pretty much paying, it would be 1 year there.
Yeah.
So it works out for me.
Yeah, it does work. I mean, it works out how it works out. Good opportunity here. But, again, you go to a place like that. And I remember when I was making my college decision, I was between here and West Virginia. And, you know, the thought of being able to go to a giant stadium like that every single week and watch a pretty solid college football team was something very, very, very enticing. Ultimately, it didn't happen and it worked out. But, you know, you just think about that in your head sometimes.
And we wouldn't have had, you and I, if we went to bigger schools, we wouldn't have had the same opportunities we have here.
No,
which is why Oswego, when it comes to the broadcasting world and the media world, is superior.
Yes,
to give everybody opportunities.
Here's the question of the day: what does 106,000 people feel like?
Oh, 110.
Oh, they snuck in.
110,000.
Could you even hear yourself think?
I have videos I could show you guys. I couldn't even hear my own scream. I couldn't even hear my own voice when I was screaming.
Yeah,
it was that loud. And there was a time where I believe everybody knows who Grant Haley is. Grant Haley scooped up the blocked field goal against Ohio State in the whiteout a few years ago and ran it in for a touchdown all the way down, 72 yards. He came there and he did the "We are Penn State, we are Penn State, we are Penn State, thank you, you're welcome." That was the loudest the building was the entire night.
Yeah.
And it was so loud, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
It's life-changing. It's a life-changing experience.
That's so great, yeah.
No, the fact you can hear yourself yell is unbelievable.
Literally
could not. All right, it's that time for Picks of the Week. I didn't realize that it was Monday because this Monday night game is Packers-Lions, and I think we're all knowing what's going to happen. But to get to Loud and I's picks last week, both picked the football team, won that. Both picked the Bills, won that. Lady picked the Jets, don't know why. But I picked the Pats, was able to get that. I don't know the total score. I'm going to have to add it up after today. Titans Seahawks, you actually got right. Titans made a big comeback, won in overtime, which is big. Shout out, one clap for Derrick Henry. Getting me my fantasy dub with 47 fantasy points this week.
Oh, he turned it on. He turned it on in that second half. He had three TDs.
Carrying me over Mike Morano's team, whose team name I cannot say on air. But carried me to a victory over Mike Morano this week. And Ravens Chiefs, we both picked the Chiefs. Ravens won. Shout out to Joey Palatsky for picking the Ravens on that one.
Ravens the whole way. I mean, I knew Lamar was gonna figure out the ball security issues, and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have kind of haunted the Ravens, but got it done last night. They weren't gonna start 0-2.
All right, let's go around. Who we got on this Monday night game? Packers or Lions?
See, I'm praying for the Packers right now, and I have the Packers because the issue is I'm playing against Ladd this week. I have two players to play. Right, I have Aaron Rodgers and Robert Tonyan. I'm down 24 points, less than that. So that's my thought. I got the Packers winning this one, probably by an easy two, maybe three scores.
Yeah, Lad. Don't do it.
Don't do it. Please don't do it.
Green Bay.
Yeah, okay, thank you. That's what I thought. Joey?
Yeah, Green Bay. Without
a doubt. I'm going with the Packers as well. We'll see what happens. Shout out to me also, 3-0 in fantasy this week.
Well done.
Across the board. Barring a 52-point miracle from DeAndre Swift against Kevin.
Oh, you never know.
Yeah, you never know. Derrick Henry put up 47, so we'll see what happens. But that is going to wrap it up for Sports Hour today. Hot Corner coming your way in just about 5 minutes here. Big week at Oswego State. We'll get to all of it this week. Hope you have it tuned into WNYO all the time. Hot Corner coming up next with Jake and Gross. See you then.